views and opinions expressed on Geeks Under the Influence are that of the panelists and not of our sponsors, Amazon.com and TeePublic. Parental discretion is advised.
I think he's just going to make you watch Cats again, and he'll just, like,
two are giant fucking morons, right? By the way, I'm sorry. Like,
okay, we thought it would be bad. Like, The Room. It wasn't.
Did the trailer look fun bad like
yes.
The Room? No, it didn't.
The commentary or the reviews did look fun bad. I thought it was going to be a blast.
No.
One called it a Lovecraftian nightmare. Was one of the reviews.
Well, I was here for worryingly erotic. That's what I was like, okay, yes, I will do it.
The worst thing to happen to cats since dogs.
It was worryingly erotic. I'm worrying about it all the time. Constantly.
The way we talked about it on the San Diego Comic-Con episode, you still went and saw it. And when somebody as sweet as Felicia Day sits there and goes, I was basically bored enough to do Kegels to the beat of the music.
I just read that earlier today.
That's amazing.
That was awesome.
And she was more entertained by doing her Kegels than watching that movie.
Yeah.
Come on.
Had no ounce of enjoyment, even in the bad, like, enjoyable, bad kind of
like
way.
Like, not even schlocky.
Well, it wasn't even with the group of stoners in our theater, we still didn't have a good time, so that tells you everything.
Before Cats, before we went in, Ms. Bogart over here is going, cats, 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 cats.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And we're sitting in our seats, and I hear somebody in the hall going into the theater go, meow.
All right.
And then these stoners come in.
No.
And then one of the dudes is like, cats, cats, cats. And this is before the movie started. I'm like, okay, our people are here.
Our people have arrived.
There was people in the back that were cracking beers. There were the stoners in the front. I'm like, okay, at least the crowd is our crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody's there because they know this film is going to be fucking terrible. And then the movie starts, and no one was prepared for what happened for the hour and 15 minutes after that.
It was not fun bad.
It was not. It was so... it was haunting. It was fucking haunting.
Yes.
I saved 100% by not going to see Cats.
Yeah.
You did.
There is just a certain level of, I know something might be shit, and there is fun. It is fun to go laugh at things that potentially are going to be shit. In no point did I ever think that'd be a fun movie to go see because I know it's going to be shit.
No, because that one definitely is on the bottom of the letterbox.
But it looked like the things nightmares are made of from the trailer. So why?
Right. That's why.
No, because movies that are trash that are good don't look like things that like literally spewed out of the fucking bottomless pit of hell.
Fair.
Okay? That movie looked like that to me. It horrified me from the trailer.
Look, I thought it was going to be like Gods of Egypt bad, not like watching your grandmother get tortured bad.
Oh.
Unfortunately...
Jesus Christ.
It's like Saw in a retirement home. Like, that's the level of fucking upsetting that it
was. Can we please get that horror movie? I would actually watch that.
That would be the only sequel I approve of at that point for that franchise.
I would watch that. A bunch of old people in a Saw movie? Yeah, I'd watch that.
I mean, it's bad enough that I wish my grandmother would get sawed before she saw Cats.
It's like, nice try, Jigsaw. I lost feeling in that leg in the war.
I've been through the Depression. You think I'm afraid of the likes of you?
Yeah. Do you want to play a game? I hope it's Canasta.
Gin Rummy. Who said Gin Rummy?
All right, should get going on this episode.
Please.
Thank you so much, geeks, for coming to our first episode of 2020. We're going into what will be our fifth year of Geeks Under the Influence. In April, we'll be celebrating our five-year anniversary, and this is the first show of 2020, bringing us into the landing strip of our five-year anniversary. And we're starting off with a long-overdue free play.
Yes!
Woo! Yeah.
For those unfamiliar with a free play, because it's been about a year since we've put one out, basically, there is no subject matter. This is a time for us to be able to get together, talk about the network a little bit, talk about each other, or just shoot the shit, really. Instead of having to worry about everything having to be Star Wars related or Letterkenny related or whatever episode, this is just us being dumb and weird and having a good time.
This is where all the extra diarrhea of the mouth comes from that we have to keep pent up from the episodes when we get off subject and go off the rails.
Basically.
That's GUI Nights.
Yeah, GUI Nights is where we pick up all the tangentials.
I don't know. If free play gives it a little extra sploosh in the toilet.
I don't think there is a tangential when there's no common theme. So everything is just... It's a big
diarrhea of the mouth.
It's a goulash of dick jokes on this episode.
Fair. I do not like diarrhea and goulash in the same sentence at all.
Or dicks. Dicks.
No.
Diarrheal dicks and goulash? Is that a thing?
That's the title
of the episode right now.
No. Yeah. No one will listen to that.
So welcome to this episode of Geeks Under the Influence, our free play episode. Welcome.
Fucking Christ.
Everybody wants to be a cat, because the cat's the only cat who knows where it's at. Everybody's picking up on that feline beat, because everything else is obsolete, obsolete. A skirt with a horn makes you wish you were born every time we play. But with a square on the act, you can send music back to the caveman.
Diarrhea, cha cha cha. Diarrhea, cha cha.
If you're sitting in your Chevy and you're feeling something heavy, diarrhea. Yeah. Diarrhea.
Hey. It's the cat's movie. It's the cat's movie.
So cat's movie was worse than diarrhea.
Yes, I would have. Yeah. I wish I had gotten diarrhea during Cats so I could have sat in the bathroom being in pain instead of being in pain in the theater watching Cats.
I would have faked diarrhea to get out of that movie.
Mike did leave in the middle of the movie to go get beer.
Yeah, I forget what happened, but I was like, back? I'm going to get beer. Yeah. And then I went out, and because it was just me, I couldn't get the two of us, Amy and I, beers.
You can't get two beers?
No.
I had to go get her ID so that I could prove that I was giving it to a over 21 person.
Yep.
And then
just get two beers for yourself.
And then
apparently not.
So they used to let you, but not now. So then I took my sweet happy ass time walking back to get the ID.
Oh, you waltzed.
And then
I know it.
It was a slow.
You left me there to
a
die.
Slow, steady saunter back to the bar to get the
now,
drinks.
Do you lose the cool points that you didn't find that as an excuse to go with him at that point? You stayed.
That's
you did
fair.
Stay.
That's fair. First of all, it was very abrupt, where all of a sudden he was like, I'm getting booze. And I was like, okay. But also, I was glued to the horror. I don't know. I think I'm a glutton for punishment.
Also, it's one thing if one
masochist.
Of us was to leave.
I know,
masochist.
But your best friend was with us.
Yes.
And to leave her alone.
I couldn't do that.
To that.
I couldn't do that.
Is just too
I'm
much.
A true friend.
Yeah, that would have been really abysmal.
No.
Sorry.
I don't know.
No.
When
well,
it comes
I
to
love
cats
her.
Movie, it's every man or woman for themselves.
Yeah, yep. I love a lot of people, but no, it's like zombie apocalypse status. Like,
oh,
hey,
shit.
You too slow? Sorry
right.
about it.
You got to put on your own oxygen mask first.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, damn right.
Speaking of people I love, let's go over the panel real quick before we continue on
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Oh, fucking A.
So here on this first episode of 2020, our free play episode, to my right is the purveyor of Geek Father. The Geek Father himself, Big Daddy Scott Preston, is here.
Yes, sir. What's up?
How you doing, man?
Good. I haven't been on since San Diego episode, I think.
When we first started talking about Cats.
Yes.
At least then
we talked about Judy Dench's butthole.
Yeah, which...
Tongue-punching Judy Dench's butthole.
Of the things that were upsetting, there was no Judy Dench butthole. There was
giant lack, honestly.
Lack of butthole. Mm-hmm. There was a lack of any genitalia whatsoever, which was jarring when Idris Elba comes out and they use the least amount of what they call digital fur technology.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what it's called on his body. So it looked like he was just naked with no genitals.
Ken doll.
Like Ken doll.
So, the fur cat Ken doll.
So now my introduction to this episode is now related to Idris Elba having no genitals in Cats.
Yes.
It's very upsetting.
Great.
It's
great.
So much. Or so little, actually.
Well, yeah.
Who the fuck thought this was a good idea? Who sat on a table and said, yeah, that looks fucking awesome. This is great. Who the fuck did
well,
that?
Well, who cast Idris Elba?
Let's finish the intro.
Sorry,
first, buddy.
That pisses me off. Sorry.
There's that shaking again, man. Come on. Yeah. Call Michael J.
Yeah. The person that forced me at gunpoint to go see the Cats movie, the showrunner for our newest show on the Geeks Under the Influence Network, deeply upsetting that you can get on its own stream. The information's at GUIpodcast.com. Click on the picture that says deeply upsetting with a scary chicken masked person on the cover. Click on that to get the links to all of our RSS feeds and all that stuff. Deeply upsetting show host Amy Bogart is here.
Hello, hello. I mean, it's deeply apropos that I would make you go see Cats because Deeply Upsetting is our show.
That's the best way to explain Cats is it's deeply upsetting.
It's more upsetting than our show, yes. Which I did not know was possible.
Because our show gets dark, especially...
It's a lot.
...that I found out today that my wonderful, sweet mother...
Yes.
...has listened to Deeply Upsetting when we talked about a chunky... Chicken fuck suit. Yeah. And with like dried cum on it. And that is something my mom has heard now.
Yes.
That's something that can't be
from her baby's mouth.
From her baby's mouth.
She was probably like, yes. Oh, how deeply upsetting can my boy get?
Oh. Well, to be fair, I think she has a better understanding by now.
She's
listened to
who you are and who I am.
Yeah.
I think it's that. There you go.
That's the bad influence over here.
That's me.
Wasn't a full swan dive into like my sweet baby Christian boy. And then it's like, oh, Lord, no. She had kind of an idea to
start.
So.
But to hear those words come out of a baby boy's mouth.
she didn't know about me. And if you don't know, now you know.
Yeah. And she was like, well, two peas in a pod, apparently.
Two peas in a pod. Yeah.
Anyway, subscribe to Deeply Upsetting if you want to hear more about fuck suits.
Two freaks in a chicken suit, I guess, would be closer to...
No, there needs to be like a T-Rex suit and a chicken suit fuck thing happening.
Oh, no.
I mean, we've got chicken masks and a T-Rex costume.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. I have a banana costume.
Yeah.
We can really make some weird shit happen here.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's some Frinky Dinky shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do. Yeah. Actually, we do have a weird number of just weird costumes for no reason. Not bought for the holidays. Like
no, the T-Rex was a reason.
Because I got it on sale. That's why I bought it.
And you did the run thing.
I found out about that after I bought the T-Rex costume.
Yep.
he was trying to give you a little bit of credit there. Come on.
trying to give me credit where credit is definitely not due.
Yeah. I'm going to just stop. Fuck it.
Right.
Just let you just dig your own grave.
The co-runner of the Geeks Under the Influence Network, my co-host here on Geeks Under the Influence, runner of GUI Nights, and from the mouths of madness, my brother from another mother of another color. We're talking... Lowdown Brown MacGyver.
What is up, everybody? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to finally be sitting down. We took a couple weeks off from recording.
That is true.
It's always nice around the holidays just to take a breather. Yeah. To remember why we like doing this in the first place. It gets so busy, especially with all the shows that we have now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's nice to be able to just take a breather from all of it and go, okay.
Dude, except for the last episode of last year that we did for GUI, yeah, it's pretty much the last thing I was on that I was just on. I didn't really have to do anything for that. Last thing I recorded was like the second week of December with you, Big Daddy.
Oh, yeah. From the Mounds of Madness episode, yeah.
So I had like 6 weeks off.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was kind of sexy.
I came in close.
That on purpose because I was like, kids, holiday, family shit. Let's do this.
That's why I kind of did the video clip for like the holiday week, and I knew GUI was we were approaching our holiday break.
Yeah.
So I was like, bare minimum, we're starting new in the new year. Woo!
But the man who had the shortest break of them all would be the man to my right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The brain trust to the Geeks on the Influence Network.
Oh, that's using scary. That word strongly.
Yeah.
That's questionable.
Yeah.
But honestly, I mean, true. You got to make that a bigot.
Hey. Right. Hi, guys and gals.
everything that you've been exposed to is his fault.
Yes.
I take sole responsibility for what happens here, unfortunately.
My wife curses your name randomly.
He's recording a podcast.
Yeah. not really, but she does.
I'm sure they're not really, but yes, that's true. But
seriously, though, it's happening.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Yeah, I am Mike the Hobbit. The founder of the Geeks Under the Influence Network, your host here on Geeks Under the Influence, also runs Smack My Pitch Up, Booze Clues, and the second chair for Deeply Upsetting as well. A lot of plates spinning here on the network.
Yes.
We've got officially 10 shows on the network.
And you should see him. He's so adorable. He's got the little monkey hat, and he's literally in like a unicycle with the plates spinning.
With the plates spinning.
And all you hear
adorable.
Is...
Yeah, exactly.
And that as well.
And that.
Oh, is there flinging of the poo?
That's only when I'm sleeping.
He just randomly takes his shit in his hand and then throws it when he's sleeping.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's like, no, seriously, I wake up and there's just shit in my mouth. I don't know what's
going
on.
Everywhere.
Why do you think my room's covered in plastic sheeting? It's not because I'm Dexter.
I wish. That's what I hoped when I walked in the first time. Like, oh, sweet. You're doing a Dexter thing? Great.
Yeah. Ooh, he killed a pedophile.
No, that's
cool.
A kink. So no, that's a kink. No, that's not a, that's a kink though. Dexter thing. It's like, oh, yeah, can you murder me?
Don't kink shame me, Lowdown.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that is a kink though. That could be a kink.
Yeah.
You can walk in and think that at any moment he's going to murder you, and there's an easy way to hide the evidence.
Well, he wouldn't Dexter me. I'm not a bad person.
That's true.
Speaking of people
that we know of.
Speaking of people that are turned on by serial killers, I do have an announcement on the network that very recently we are no longer doing trivia at Fallout.
Aww.
Everybody's still super happy, friendly family. We're going to be doing events at Fallout in the future as well. It's just, it was kind of time. We've been doing it 3.5 years there. We've kind of saturated the market on people knowing about the network and everything. And having a lot of the regulars coming through, as much as I fucking adore them, we had a great crowd there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful, devoted, great crowd. Love them to death. A lot of them will probably carry over to where we wherever we end up with trivia next, which we are planning on continuing to do trivia and taking a month off just to not have to worry about doing trivia for a month.
Then
we'll get back on board and get onto another location and get some trivia going again. So it was clearly time.
Sure.
And I'm excited to see what we do with trivia moving on and where we end
up. Hey, man,
up,
if it's anything that we've done with this podcast over the years is be flexible as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We kind of have to be.
We pulled some shit out of our asses over the past 5 years.
And not just when I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Well, It's perfectly awake and conscious. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, besides that, we've got our regular releases of shows that are going to be coming back on board after the break, moving forward into 2020. So, we've got 10 shows now, Deeply Upsetting being the newest one. We've got, this will be releasing after, but Booze Clues. The first live show of 2020 will have just happened after you, when you listen to this episode. And it went great, I'm assuming.
Yes. We'll
it was
go,
so
yes.
funny.
So funny.
It was the funniest one ever.
Ha ha.
That was awkward.
Sorry. What I do.
You will be getting new From the Mouths of Madness the same week this is released.
Excellent.
Nice.
So jumping back on the horse.
The first Geek Father of the Year should be out before. For this one, I believe.
Sweet.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, yeah, so we've got a lot of stuff coming your way. Now, again, this is a free play, so we don't really have anything particular to talk about. I would like to touch on a couple things from Cats just to kind of get the conversation
started. Oh, come on,
man.
We
already did the Cats thing.
No, there's one thing specifically that I wanted to touch on aside from the...
Unless it's about Judi Dench's butthole, I don't care anymore.
Okay, first off...
Tongue-punching.
The entire world... The entire world that this exists in is sized for people.
Yeah,
we talked about that in the on the episode of San Diego Comic-Con.
Except all the signs are cat name stuff. There's like a milk bar and like the cat house and all this stuff. So it's like a cat-centric world where no humans exist in it, apparently. But cats do.
But it's human sized.
But it's human sized. And also...
The cats are like action figure size.
Yeah, well, they change. Their size in relation to their surroundings changes throughout the entire movie.
Oh, yeah. It's a
big
some points, fuck it.
They're... smaller than the width of a train rail at one point, like action figure sized. And then the other side, there's props and stuff they're using that are like, they're people sized. And there's mice and roaches and stuff that are in relation to them, they would be human sized for it to be that size.
So at what point did you think the movie would actually start to make sense?
Oh,
I wasn't
ever
worried about it making sense. I thought I was going to have fun picking at it. But when I went into this Lovecraftian fever dream, I was ill-prepared, even with all the reviews I read.
Why, regardless of thinking you could go in and pick at it, why did you want to spend the money on that?
We went on $6 Tuesday.
When you could have seen A, like Knives Out, or
seen
B.
It?
We've seen it.
Or Rise of Skywalker again.
He's already seen it.
Again. It's fucking Star Wars.
Yeah, I do need to see that again.
Exactly.
I even said when we were walking up to the theater, I don't feel good about this because we were going while there's still a Star Wars movie in the theater that I've only seen once.
Yet you still went to see Cats.
We sure
I don't care if it was $6.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's still money spent to torture you.
Because guess how much money I've spent on Cats? Fucking nothing.
No, you spent lots of money on Cats because you have them.
Yeah, realistic cats.
Yes.
And I may never have realistic cats because this movie has ruined them for me.
One of my favorite reviews from this is that I was never quite a cat person, but I'm definitely not a cat person now. Not even sure if I'm a movie person anymore is one of the reviews.
Oh, man. How can you say that the movie based off like humans with shitty CGI and everything about the movie basically being shit could deter you from having the actual animal that they were horribly trying to mimic
because
in the movie.
They were making cat movements with human faces and hands and feet.
They also
it's not the real species fault.
They occasionally kissed at each other, and just I will never get out of my brain Ian McKellen licking his hand and grooming his face and then lapping liquid out of a bowl for like an oddly long period of time.
At least 20 seconds.
Yeah.
At least.
It was so jarring.
It was, I mean, Ian McKellen.
God, nothing
Judy
about
Dench
this.
Wearing a cat fur coat.
Whose fur is
she skinned another cat and used their skin as a fucking coat is the only conclusion.
How dark did that...
You remember Transformers 2 where there were the, like, the urban robots?
Yes.
We had two breakdancing cats. Two breakdancing cats with sneakers and chains in cats.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because that's necessary.
It's totally super necessary.
I mean, we both left the movie with headaches, stomach aches, and ready for bed.
Yeah.
Forever.
I'll be ready for like a bong
year. Forever.
Oh, yeah. Drank about half of a beer and went, I just need to go to bed.
We stopped to get booze on the way home because we thought that might solve it. No.
No. Mm-hmm.
When your brain is stained.
You could have saw Queen and Slim.
I know, and I do want to see that.
Oh, I do
really
want to see that one too.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, you saw fucking cats, assholes.
I had to know.
Both of
you. Did not know it was going to be that.
We dared to look into the abyss, and we paid for
it. We did.
There you go.
Yeah.
Everybody listening to this episode, go back and listen to the San Diego Comic-Con episode and see how like dark and upsetting we thought that shit trailer was at that point. And think if you can think of a reason why they still went to fucking see it.
And I will tell you, it does not hold a candle to what it actually is, which is so much worse than you could have possibly imagined.
We're just going to change the attitude here because guess what's coming up very, very soon? GUI will be at GalaxyCon, folks.
That is true.
Yeah.
I'm going to get off this fucking subject of cats.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
GalaxyCon,
February 28th through March 1st. Six panels?
Six panels. Five
six
live
panels.
Recorded podcasts. And then
a six one
that adventures in podcasting about just the nature of podcasting. And
yeah,
and we're there all fucking weekend, just
weekend.
Like last year. Fucking love GalaxyCon.
It's actually I think it's a little bit better with our scheduling this year that we've got two of our panels a day. So like Saturday was really busy for us. So I think we had like
and early.
we had a lot of our stuff on Saturday last year. We've got two on Friday, two on Saturday, two on Sunday.
Right.
Makes it a lot easier for us to handle it. So
absolutely.
It's going to be a much smoother ride, although last year went great.
I think we all had fun. We all had great turnouts. And now I believe we're established. Now, it may not be as far-fetched as we want it to be with maybe certain famous people. But
that's going to be a thing that we cannot necessarily guarantee until they just show up.
But we have a great rapport with a great con, a great group of people that put on this con and everything for Richmond. And we have fun doing it. They're great people. This is a convention that I think was a great step in that Richmond needed after, honestly, Wizard World kind of shit the bed, or at least for the Richmond.
Oh, totally shit the bed.
Well, Wizard World, the first year there were gung-ho.
Oh,
first year was balls to the wall. Awesome.
Right.
Second year turnout. Well, there was a lot of last-minute cancellations on celebrity guests, so a lot of people in Richmond didn't show up for it. Third one, they phoned the fuck in. They had a three-year agreement with the convention center. They did not even fucking try the third year.
No, they didn't. And I mean, you can tell like when they added things in the main hall that technically GalaxyCon put in a separate room. Like they had a like a lot of the gamers, not board gamers, but like video gamers had their own separate room. Like they want to go fucking game hard and have competitions. Bam. Board gamers, role playing, RPG, all that stuff.
Yep.
Bam. Have their own fucking room, right? Which is awesome because you don't want to be in the middle of it while doing that shit.
Absolutely.
Because distractions. Well, the last year of Wizard World was, I mean, they had stations for video gaming. And I'm like,
Like in the middle of like basically another room with other shit going on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
it's horrible. And the worst part about this is that Wizard World is a branch from San Diego.
Yeah, it's,
from
a tour,
that
it's the
group.
Touring part
yeah.
of San Diego.
Right, which I'm just like, really?
Yeah.
Like, you're on the East Coast now, which is the, like, most of us cannot get to San Diego. I will try to get to San Diego one day for the con. Well, no, granted, going in with very limited money and a very limited schedule of exactly what I'm, like, allowing myself to do if I make it. But dude, you're trying to bring shit to the East Coast with where majority of the people cannot make it to San Diego, and you fucking shit the bed.
Well, yeah. they probably looked at it like, well, we've got Philly and New York, so fuck, who cares about Richmond? Because Philly and New York are fucking huge.
That's true.
I'm seriously
fair.
They're huge.
They are, but for our little town, we pull some shit out.
And I will say that this isn't like an official statement by GalaxyCon or anything, but from everything that I've heard and conversations that I've had with people. They're in it for minimum 5 years in Richmond. They're genuinely, and I mean,
good.
From what I've seen with emailing back and forth, getting all our shit going, they're in it. They are really trying to establish themselves as a, like, this being a major convention in Richmond that's just known for being a yearly thing every year. And I am so happy they are, because this town does need a convention like that.
It does. It seriously does.
It needs a horror con too, but that's a different conversation.
Well, we can. That's off.
We've at least had some of the Virginia Beach stuff and everything like that.
Well, but we've had some talk.
Well, yeah, I know that's a whole other conversation, which maybe we'll touch on later. It is a free play, you know. Mm-hmm. But again, as long as GalaxyCon stays consistent, like last year, they were great for us being like, we've really never done a con before. Help us.
We were all very impressed by some of the turnouts on some of the panels. Like that, we had some good sized turnouts.
Exactly.
Yeah. Some were people that were familiar with what we were doing. Some were just interested in checking out a live recorded
podcast. I have at least one follower I know from doing that panel.
That's awesome.
That's all. And honestly, that's it.
That's it. There could be more, but I know of one. At least one I know guaranteed. And still with the Instagram
and the funny thing
stuff
is that
like that.
We have 5 podcasts going to GalaxyCon this year. That is only half of the shows we have on the network.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Wait, so are we talking about maybe GUIcon?
No. No, we definitely aren't.
I would not want that responsibility to try to organize that, much
it's
less try to do anything.
It's responsibility just trying to keep everything in tow in the network. Never mind trying to do some weird public thing where...
Right.
GUIcon, and people are like, who the fuck do you think you are? Apparently, we think we're better than
maybe. Could be.
No.
Come on, guys.
No, we don't.
Yeah. No.
We don't.
We're not GUIcon level.
But we're realistic. We are realistic.
We're not the Stones playing stadiums. Like, we're fine.
But we did really have, we had some solid turnout at the panels, which was surprising, because, I mean, let's face it, we're going on, we're like neck and neck with other fucking panels, other live gaming events, like I mentioned earlier. Like, there are tons of other things going on at this fucking con. They are totally utilizing the convention center.
Absolutely.
This hall's got all this. This hall's got all that. And then we're down this other hall, and it's like people are still showing up, and it's awesome, and there's interaction. There was questions being asked.
Yep.
Even at the early-ass Geekfather panel at 10 a.m. I'm sorry, dude. It's fucking early, man.
Well, that's your fault for...
Hey, fuck you. It's a Friday night at a con fucking party, man. Eat my ass, all right?
No,
especially not during the Geek Father panel.
Right, that's totally not a good thing for our panel.
That would draw
a
crowd.
See, there you go. But no, I'm just saying.
But not for Geek Father.
That was like the beginning of the day, though, for a con. People had people show up. That's what I
was
trying to say.
It was 10 a.m. on a Saturday at a convention.
And
by no means am I big name.
No, we're not.
But people showed up. And again...
That's what I was trying to say. It's
I know. I know.
You still got people. You got a turnout at the beginning of the biggest day of any convention.
The fucking worst was Sunday. Was the only panel that we had for Sunday was the Adventures in Podcasting panel. And luckily I had the guys from Gagglepod on to help me do the podcasting panel. And they were great. It was a great panel. But I've been, at that point last year, partying for 2 days.
Yeah.
And running around like crazy.
Yeah.
Where at one point Lowdown turns to me and he's like, I mean, I can stay if you really want me to, but
it's so cool if I go. Bailed so hard.
And the funny thing is, right after that panel, I had to pack up my shit and go to the dark room because I had booze clues that night.
Yeah. No.
What was it? By 3 o'clock, I think Jennifer and I kind of both went there. Like, do we have a photo op? No, we've got the kids. Let's go. Kids, we got to go home. Go. No, we got to take the kids
nearly
home.
Nearly everyone abandoned me for the last panel. And the thing was, I wasn't mad at you guys. I was mad that I couldn't because I was so fucking burned out.
Right.
But luckily, it spread out a little bit easier this year. So
exactly.
I think it's
And I didn't bail on booze because I literally, you know, someone dropped the kid off at the con, and I was like, cool, we'll go do a couple of other things he wanted to do. And then I'm like, yeah, I was like, hey, man, if you want me at Booze Clues, I'm going to have to, I can't do this today.
Well,
and it wasn't because, like, normally you go to a con, like, I'm just hammered the whole time and drinking. And that's fine. I can handle all 3 days.
Yeah.
When it comes to that and then working,
right.
Like, mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. And, like, I made sure to make every fucking panel because even if I wasn't on the panel, I'm still going to be there, you know, and do what I can. And this is what you do. GUI family motherfuckers.
Damn right.
And that one, though, it wasn't GUI specific, so I didn't feel too bad about it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And not only that, Monday morning, we were on the road by 6 a.m. to go to Ohio.
That is right. Yeah. You had to fucking travel after that shit.
Now, I want to get this set up so we can continue it on going into the second half. We've got a few minutes before the break. But
sure.
That this is all the stuff that, you know, we handled last year. I want to kind of touch base on a couple of the other amazing things that we got started in 2019 that's moving into 2020.
Yeah.
Yep.
And just a light touch. We don't have to go super in depth, but like we did a lot in 2020.
I mean, 2019?
Or, yeah, in 2019. We're going to do a lot in 2020.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we started Booze Clues in 2019.
Yeah.
We started From the Mouths of Madness.
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
Like, so then they have a panel. That's the sixth panel this year now.
Yeah.
Because that got added. It's
exactly.
From the Mouths of Madness got their panel, got a panel again.
Well, technically, the preview episode of Deeply Upsetting dropped in 2019 as well.
It did.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's three.
Geek Father, I finished my first official full year.
Full year.
Nice.
Doing the podcast.
Full anniversary. Yep.
First yeah.
Full year
well, anniversary. It's been a year and a half, but 2019 was the first, like, January 1st to December 31st.
That is true.
Nice.
Full year.
And also, April through May is when we transferred all of the shows from the single stream on Geeks Under the Influence into their own streams.
Yes.
Yeah.
So nice.
So,
oh, yeah.
I feel like 2019 is when we, even though we were doing the network things before, that's when we really became a network.
Shit. Did we grow up?
Oh, you grew up, kid. You grew up.
Also, just saying, GUI may or may not have won Best Podcast in Richmond in 2019.
There's that.
If I recall.
Well, I feel like we were all at something.
We may have all been there.
What is that hanging
like
up
there.
On the wall there?
Oh, yeah. There,
what
yeah.
is that hanging up
that's
on the wall
it,
there?
That's it.
Oh, that old thing?
That was not just a fever dream.
Oh, the thing that's hung up under a finalist from the previous year?
Right. I wish that was a fever dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so, I don't because commit me.
We did, in fact, win Best Podcast in Richmond. We won a finalist from the year before second place. And
right.
Won first place in 2019.
Which is beautiful. Which
was amazing.
Oh, man.
It's so great.
I mean.
Awesome.
Oh, thanks. Like, I want to take a second after just talking about that is thank you. Like, thank all you listeners. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Well,
seriously.
The reason we had crowds at GalaxyCon, the reason that we have people show up for Booze Clues or the mm-hmm. trivia nights that we've done or voted for us for Best Podcast in Richmond is because we have people that are fucking paying attention to the dumb shit we're doing. So
pretty much.
Thank you for not going ugh, and turning off whatever.
Yeah, they might actually like it.
What
yeah.
is this?
Yeah, right?
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
You're just thank you. Our kinds of our people. You are our people.
Yes, man.
You are
exactly.
our people.
It's not just the spouse listen, because actually my wife doesn't listen.
Neither does mine. Mine doesn't either.
You know.
No,
she,
and I get it because we are a brand. We are a particular style, a typical taste. You know.
Exactly.
I get it.
Well, she handles enough of my shit at home. So
right. She's got to listen to this dumb shit all
exactly,
the time. It's like
exactly.
all right, I get it. I get it. I
she,
do.
She doesn't need to go on Spotify just to hear me talk shit.
I love
you know?
That. I have friends that come up to me like. I'm sorry, I keep meaning to like listen and I'm so sorry. I'm like, you're not obligated by any stretch of the
no.
imagination.
Right.
No, like, no.
Well, I would
no.
feel weird if I was like, what do you mean you haven't listened yet? That'd be weird.
Oh, that'd be shitty.
That would be super shitty.
Because one thing I've also loved about it is, and it may sound odd, but like my own brother, my own flesh and blood, like knowing the niches that he gets into, like he'll listen to it and he's a firefighter and he'll be listening to it at the fire station telling his firefighter buddies about the shit.
Nice.
And aww. He's listening to all sorts of stuff.
Oh, that's
so
fucking
it's just,
well,
rad.
Fucking, you know,
cheers for the firefighters.
Cheers
I'm never going
to
have a problem cheering the firefighters.
Damn right.
Cheers to the firefighters.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I'll always be proud of my brother for, but the fact that he does that, you know, I was like, oh, you know, you don't have to. And he's like, no, you talk some good shit, man.
Aww.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Like our buddy Chris Manick that works over at Lucky 13 Tattoo.
Yeah.
He's actually put on Geeks Under the Influence in the shop until it became kind of an issue. There were like two or three episodes in when one of the people getting tattooed was like, what are you listening to?
Because that's what it is.
I mean, it's fair.
That's what it is.
Apparently, it's totally
during
fair.
The days, they take turns like listening to podcasts and stuff just to break it up from just, you know,
music over and all that.
And yeah, so it's just like dicks, Star Wars, dicks. And like, okay, we're on hour 5. Can we just maybe not anymore?
Well, to be fair, that was basically the first year of it was dicks, Star Wars, Doctor Who, Skeet This Way.
Star Trek versus Star Wars.
And then for some reason people just kept listening and we kept going. So
going into our fifth year and being 5 years of GUI very soon.
Yeah.
And us having approaching 200 episodes of this podcast. And that's not counting nights. We're already past 200.
Right.
But not counting nights, not counting pre-cap, just GUI numbered episodes. We're approaching 200. I want to hear from anybody that listened from the beginning. And I don't mean necessarily like the first week that we released, but like got in early and listened to the early episodes pre episode 42. You know, the stuff that's all archived now. If you went and listened since back then and you've been listening for
on the OG
4 years,
board.
4.5 years.
OG board. Right.
I genuinely want to hear from those listeners because that means the fucking world. Right. I hear from people that pick up the show and are like, I never knew that you guys were around, especially local people that are like, wow, how did I miss this? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
We are not shy about posting our shit on social media.
Oh, no,
absolutely
we're
not.
Very shameless.
Yeah.
The only reason why I have multiple Instagrams and multiple Twitters.
I have so many social medias now.
Personal and Geek Father.
I'm an administrator on like 11 or 12 Facebook pages.
Well, fuck
now.
You on yes. that. No, thank
absurd.
You. No
I
way.
Kept you, I noticed he never acknowledged the madness Facebook. I'm like, I get it. It's fine. And I've been crushing that. I've been crushing that too. So it's fine.
Yeah, because I usually get it in as administrator if I have to tweak a thing. But also, like, you're like co-host and you co-run the network. So I didn't feel like I needed to like follow up with you. And also, like, I didn't have to touch From the Mouths of Madness. You did that all on your own. And I was like, thank fucking Christ. Like, I don't have to do anything.
Yeah. Every so often for Geek Father, I'll get this email about like something on the back end. And I'm like, Mike, did you do this? Yep. Okay, good.
Oh, that happened like a week ago. We're like, hey, I got an email for this. Don't worry about it. Like,
it doesn't affect my daily shit. We're good. It's cool. You know,
there's a lot of stuff that happens behind the curtain with podcasting.
Right, exactly.
Where it's like, updating a feed or sending an email because something didn't. Some setting was weird on some site or something.
Now there's a new thing that opened that you're now streaming on. There's that and something new.
Yeah. Or the way you got to do the Apple iTunes, the way you have to label the title and
labeling changes.
All that.
There's
so
much stuff that like doesn't. If we're doing it right, listeners shouldn't notice.
Right.
You know, that's
exactly.
Not things that should ever come into the actual.
Like who?
Recording.
I actually had to help. It wasn't even my one listener that I'm thinking of, Gary. It was even another listener who reached out who had trouble finding on iTunes. I had to tell him how to find Geek Father on iTunes just because of the way you got to search it sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, you know how you can do all the extra, like, options for... I'm like, no. This is not legit parenting. This is comedy or something.
And I had the same thing with Apple. Somebody trying to reach it on iTunes
when
Madness first dropped. Yeah. But also, it was the category that I selected... under it too.
Right. Yeah, so, it's all about tagging the right shit and all that.
Once I got consistent with that, then it started being zero, no issue. But yeah, you're right. Like there's all kinds of behind the scenes stuff, guys, that
and I will say, even with us approaching 5 years of being a show, doing the stuff, we know a lot more than we did when we started, for
sure.
Oh,
fuck yes.
Like, oh, Jesus.
An absurdly more, a larger amount than we did when we started, but we're still learning. This is a constant learning process.
Because there's always new shit.
There's new ways of editing. There's new ways to record, new equipment, new opportunities.
New equipment.
New formats on streaming stuff. There's
what? I got excited. New equipment. I guess
you
get a little aroused.
Oh, God. Oh. Fuck. Yeah. Which, before going into break, is that one of the things that we're going to be looking at doing in 2020 is... And we're not going to get super deep into it, but we now are in possession of the Zoom Q8 video camera.
Yes.
It's a video camera that
Zoom.
We own a bunch of Zoom equipment, and we love the Zoom equipment. And the Q8 is not only so tiny; it's this little fucking thing.
It's a baby.
It's a baby.
It's a baby.
But it's also a workhorse. It's got two built-in XLR. We're not getting paid by Zoom to jizz all over our equipment. But
unless they want to.
Unless,
Zoom?
Oh, are you kidding
hit
me?
Us up.
I would love
And you yes. don't want to jizz on it because, I mean, that would just make them, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it would make
that.
It work not as good. So.
Exactly.
But, yeah, with the Zoom Q8, we do have the capability to shoot high-definition, good audio video. And we've got some really cool ideas in the gun for 2020, including maybe a possible web series, some maybe nerdy weekly news thing that we've been talking about doing a little bit, and just doing video stuff relating to the shows that we already have on the network as well.
Doing more because we've still got to stay ahead of a curve.
Yeah.
When it comes to this. I mean, any jackhole can put a microphone in front of his face.
Yeah, but the way that you stay relevant is by pushing it forward, doing
exactly.
more.
That's what I mean, yeah.
You know, staying, getting bigger, getting more stuff included.
And you know, I gotta bring this up. It's funny. It relates to what I've been rewatching lately. Is The Wire hit Prime, and I've been rewatching The Wire.
Oh yeah.
And I just started season 3, and one of the smartest things Stringer Bell said: it doesn't matter about what territory you own. It doesn't matter about land and all that. It's the quality of the product.
There
that
you
you're
go,
putting
sir.
Out there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you could have you could be in the hub like New York, putting out a podcast. And expecting everybody to listen to that shit. But if you're putting out shit.
It's shit.
And it's shit. You can't fix
exactly.
that. You can't fix the core of what you're putting out. So putting a microphone in front of you and thinking that's what's going to do it.
Nope.
No, sir. No, sir.
And you know, right?
You got to love that shit. You got to nurture that shit.
Podcasts that are successful primarily because they're in New York or LA or something along those lines. But the reason that they're successful is not just because they're in that, like you were saying, because they're there.
It's
because
the product. They're
quality. They're
putting
as
out
well.
Quality, man.
But right. Also, that's a fish in a really big pond, so you've got to become the big fish to be noticed. We're in Richmond, which is not as big as, I don't know if you guys know this, not as big as LA or New York.
What?
No, I know, no, right? I know.
Weird.
In my head, I feel like it is. I have to like detach myself from my own thoughts about that. You know.
Now that allows us a little bit more opportunities as far as doing like live show stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But again, a lot of the people involved in the network have experience doing some kind of performance stuff, so it's not out of the realm of getting in front of people.
You're saying we're all a lot.
We're all, anybody that's listened knows that we are all very extra.
Yo, yes. a little something in there.
Yeah,
you know?
There's
yeah.
And the thing is, that is not a put on for the shows. That is genuinely how we are as people.
There is, between everybody on GUI, we will fit your extra. There is something that someone's bringing to the table that will that will rub you the right way.
And we've joked about it actually on multiple shows. There's a reason why we have our showrunners like, and the way some of us gravitas to each other.
Gravitas?
Gravitas means something completely different.
Even I was trying to sound all special and shit. Fuck
you. Well, you
guys.
Sounded special.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, God. I'm going to hell. Wow. Anyway, I was trying to have a sentimental moment there, and you guys ruined it.
No, your words ruined it.
And that went down.
Your face ruined it.
That went down like a airline in Iran.
Oh, God.
Wow. Jesus. Hobbit.
Anyways, I love you guys. There's a reason why we do this shit.
Too.
Carry on.
Yeah. All right. I think it's time for
the break.
For the break. Yeah,
definitely take a break on that one.
Yeah. Right. On that note, we're gonna take our break so you can hear about some of the stuff happening in the
Jesus
near future.
Christ.
While I get probably paddled by the rest of the
Oh, good idea.
And we'll be back with some more ridiculous
bend over
after this. So stick around.
Join the Geeks Under the Influence Network February 28th through March 1st at the Richmond Convention Center for GalaxyCon, featuring live recorded panels with Geeks Under the Influence podcast, Smack My Pitch Up, Geek Father, Beautiful Disasters, From the Mouths of Madness, and the Adventures in Podcasting panel with the GUI Network. For more information, go to GUIPodcast.com. Your robot overlord has spoken. Join us or die.
We're back for the second half of Geeks Under the Influence, all things nothing. It's free play.
Yeah.
All things nothing.
All things nothing. Like, we get...
Just all things.
We just get to talk about all things.
Yes.
Yeah, we can do whatever the fuck we want to. It's so freeing. But it's almost sometimes like you go to that restaurant with the like 5 page menu and you don't know what to order because there's too many choices. Sometimes that tends to be free.
Gordon
play.
Ramsay does not like those big menus.
No,
not a fan.
Not at all.
He hates the big menus.
Really? They need to be tiny.
Well, yes. It means that you're not that good at anything.
Oh. Right. Well, and plus you have too much food, which means your food costs go up, but you're not using it properly.
That too.
I
don't know for sure, but this might be the first time ever that the words on a podcast have been uttered, Gordon Ramsay does not like, and then something. I don't think that's been said before.
Maybe.
What if you have a big menu, but the font matches, so you still have a minimal amount of food?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just thinking of
about?
Like somebody describing a woman who's like, I like her restaurant. She's got a big menu.
Well, you said big menu means, you know, you're not getting anything else.
Huge tracks of menu.
But a large menu. So you meant size or quantity in the menu?
Quantity.
Yeah. Uh-huh. See, like items.
There's two quantitative items there. That is size and what is available.
Well, and he'd probably call you a pretentious prick for having a large menu, whatever font you're using as well.
I don't think anyone's actually just punched him square in the jaw before. And that would probably solve a lot of the problems that, you know, Gordon Ramsay has.
We'll let you suss that out with him.
Yeah, by all means, start a restaurant, then call his ass in to fix it.
And, I mean, as long as there's something signed that said he wouldn't sue for getting punched in the jaw, then I'd be fine.
Speaking of Gordon Ramsay, if you're a fan of any of Gordon Ramsay's stuff, you can find them on the Blu-ray and DVD. Available at Amazon.com. Just make sure you go through GYPodcast.com. In the upper right-hand corner is Shop Amazon. You shop through that link, and we get credit for anything that you purchase, whether it be Gordon Ramsay stuff or anything, really.
Anything. What can you not find on Amazon these days?
Truly.
I just ordered my kid he needed some theater stuff, and he needed some fleece fabric for some set prop stuff. So guess what I did? Because I didn't feel like going to the fucking fabric store.
Damn right.
Smart.
Amazon.com.
I needed to get push pins to put up posters in the house. And I put in push pins on my cart, and then went, I don't know anything offhand that I need right now. Maybe I'll just wait on the push pins. And I went, no, I have Prime.
I can just order the push pins.
I ordered $5 in push pins by themselves, and I felt really dirty about it because I usually have a much bigger order on Amazon, and I'm just like, no, I'll just take the push pins, please.
Yeah, it's like, should I add on a Funko Pop or just to help boost up the balance?
Just to build it out a little bit. No, just push pins. That's all I bought. But you know what? That's the joy of Amazon is if you have Prime and it's a Prime item, you're going to get that.
Absolutely.
That came in a day for free.
Yep.
And sometimes awesome. 2 days tops usually.
Well, they even have stuff for within a couple hours.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the rate they're at now?
Oh, Prime Now?
Prime Now.
I like in 2020, we're describing how Amazon works.
Right. Yeah.
Just in case you're not on the up and up.
Yeah, right.
Well, I figure there's some people that
have you guys heard about Amazon?
Still don't know.
What is
That's
this?
True.
Is that a bookstore?
It's crazy.
I thought that was just a bookstore.
You'd think, but you'd be wrong.
Oh.
Get with the times, Grandma.
Apparently, they have a lot more than just books at Amazon.com.
No, now that's just BarnesandNobles.com.
Yeah.
Barnes and gonna go out of business soon.com.
Preemptive RIP.
Look, my favorite bookstore, Borders, closed, so I don't give a shit anymore.
Me too.
How is that your favorite? I don't
Borders
understand that.
Ruled.
Borders was good.
I do remember Borders, but I still went to Barnes & Noble. This is where I bought my like Satanic Bible and my like Necronomicon and shit at. Yeah. I didn't
you
buy that at Borders.
You could have gotten it at Borders, but you didn't.
It was further down the street.
And that's why it went out of business.
Out of my... There was one. There's like 7 Barnes & Nobles within like the Richmond area.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that being said, Amazon.com.
Amazon.com, all the books.
Put those
all the books.
All
the books. All the media, anything that you want, whether it be kitchen items or to try to impress Gordon Ramsay or watching him not impressed by other people on his shows.
Very true.
You can get that all at Amazon.com. Just make sure you go through our link at GUIPodcast.com. Gives us credit, so we make a little money. You get the same wonderful items that you normally get on Amazon. For the same price, so...
Yeah, no extra money to you.
None.
Nope.
But it's extra money to us, so we appreciate it.
Which we all put back. It's even beer money anymore.
I do want to say thank you to anybody that used our link during the holiday season to purchase their holiday items. We did see a big uptick in use on Amazon, and that definitely comes in handy with even just storage fees for, you know, the 10 shows we have on the network.
Right.
You know, all that costs money, so... Yeah, so we appreciate it. What we also appreciate is anybody that purchased any items from our TeePublic website.
TeePublic!
Unfortunately, the seasonal Halloween designs have gone back into the vault until next Halloween.
Except for
because of how popular it was during the holiday season. Much like the previous Halloween season, we kept the Guithulu design.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
Because that sold so well. We're keeping the Ouija board as well for this year because it sold really well. The design turned out so good.
It turned out
fucking great. Everybody loved the shit out of the design. We deeply love you, all of you, for purchasing that and the other items on our site. Unfortunately, I think I'm the only one that bought anything related to Jay Bear Show Rules, that design.
Probably, yes. Yep. Did you actually buy something?
I did. I bought a button.
All that, and you just bought a button.
Well, no, right. See, I kind of... It's supposed to be on a red shirt. That's the reference. But when I buy a red shirt, I look like a fucking tomato. So... I can't wear just a straight red shirt.
Well,
does not work
now,
for me.
When he's right, folks.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I'll give you that. But for all these years, you're sucking on that proverbial dick of Jay Baruchel.
So what you're saying is I need to come up with several other Jay Baruchel designs.
No, that's not what he's saying at all.
Challenge accepted, sir.
Stop.
You
stop.
I support it.
You just dropped down in the cool points right there.
Why do you support it?
No more Jay Baruchel. Are you going to get a Canadian leaf tattooed on your chest as well?
Maybe I'll just do a shirt with just the Canadian leaf tattoo on it, like over the chest.
All right, guys, that's it. He's always going to drink from now on every episode is Molson Ice.
Yes. Right.
There you go.
In honor of you, Jay, until you come on the show, I'm going to drink nothing but Molson Ice.
And have terrible hangovers.
Yes. Yes.
This isn't Budweiser. I'll be fine.
I don't know. Molson Ice is pretty rough, man.
What was it? Didn't I have Molson for the Logan episode?
Yeah.
That was kind of rough.
Go to GUIPodcast.com/store for a link to our TeePublic page. We've still got plenty of designs coming up. And also, we'll be having our five-year anniversary design. We're going to have a first design, and we're going to have several other designs dropping on our TeePublic site in honor of the 5 years of GUI coming up in April.
Yeah!
So keep a lookout for that. We've got our deeply upsetting design.
Yeah, that's right.
Available, where it's looks eerily similar to a certain 80s and 90s sitcom star that's posing shirtless on a couch, though definitely different because he wasn't wearing a chicken mask at the time.
Totally different.
Not the same at all.
Nope.
So with the deeply upsetting logo.
And represent.
We're gonna be having a number of different deeply upsetting designs included in that design moving forward.
Yeah.
So.
Whose idea was that? Was that your idea, Amy?
Maybe.
Was it?
It was a workshopping.
It was a workshopping. Yeah. So
we worked on that one together.
That is really...
It was from our creepy hive mind.
It is good and also deeply upsetting.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's all we do on Deeply Upsetting. That's the point. So the designs are available now, and or the first design, and we're going to have more available in the near future as well.
And they're going to get worse.
They're going to get so weird. We have some ideas, and they're terrible in the best way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our sponsors. Now, aside from our sponsors, there's a little segment of the podcast where we talk about the lubrication that allows us to get as weird as we do on this podcast. We're talking about what we're drinking. Hey, we're fucking drinking. We're getting drunk. You want to know? Well, here you go. Hey, we're fucking drinking. We're getting drunk. You want to know? Well, here you go. Hey.
That sounded fucking horrible.
Oh my God.
That was arguably the worst. Hey, we're drinking. That was fucking terrible.
Cats.
That's wow. Wow. Low,
that was
low.
Bad, dude. What?
That was that was worse than the opera one. Like,
the creepy.
Yeah.
That was. Can we not ever hear that again?
Please. Yeah.
Never. Jesus. All right, man. Critics, all of you.
Free play does not mean free reign. Jesus. There got to be laws in place.
This isn't there. Nom, there are
to be
rules.
Laws.
Yeah.
Someone needs to rein the Hobbit in.
Help with that. We've been trying
to
do
somebody's shoulders now.
I'm working
Clearly,
it's not working.
Take it all.
Been
trying to do it for you.
That's not my fault.
Clearly, unappreciated version.
No, it's not unappreciated. It's letting you know what it is.
Yeah. Okay. So we are talking about what we're drinking.
We're all going to drink more now.
I mean, that's kind of the point. And one of the things that we're going to be drinking, Lowdown was nice enough to bring us, and this is a spicy little treat here.
Oh, yeah.
So this is from the Bold Rock, which is East Coast local bitch.
East Coast local.
It's out of Nelson County, Virginia. Bold Rock.
Don't. What? Virginia?
What you just did, you shut the fuck up the rest of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
But okay. Also, that was bad. Yeah.
I know. I will admit that. Okay. He will not admit that what he did was horrible. That's the difference. Okay. So
we're going to have an intervention afterwards. Yeah.
So Bold Rock Cidery, it's from the Barrel Barn. They did a hard cider plus the Carolina Reaper pepper.
Yeah.
And it's good. And it's also got jalapeno peppers in it as well.
Oh, okay.
I guess that kind of helped balance the heat probably a little bit.
Yeah, I would say so.
I was impressed with any kind of booze that tries to incorporate spicy because it's a very delicate balance. And much like, you know, salting food, you can add more, but you can't take away. But with the booze creation process, there's a very specific time that you add that stuff. And you just kind of like add and pray.
Basically,
it's all good.
The balance is really solid on this. You've got a little bit of the spicy up front. And it builds as you drink more, but not to a point where it becomes deeply uncomfortable.
Right.
It's getting my... If you hear smacking, I apologize. It's just...
That tingle.
The saliva's building up a little bit from it.
But let's be fair. Bold Rock, I don't... Like, there are stuff I always prefer over certain things that they've done, but they've never done, in my opinion, really a bad drink.
Yeah, there's personal taste and stuff.
Do things right. However they test or whatever they do, Bold Rock is on top of their shit.
Yeah.
So.
And, you get actually some flavor of the pepper.
Right.
The back end of the sip. And then the heat kind of, and it's really, really good.
That is good if you have that sore throat and that perfect, like, cider in the middle of winter. That works perfectly.
And you know what it reminds me of? And this is what I was trying to think of after the multiple sips I've had is a gentleman at work brought in some homemade pepper jelly that his wife makes every year, and he was handing it out to the shift. So, of course, I took one because fucking pepper jelly.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And I
put that with a little bit of cream cheese on crackers.
Motherfucking, you know it.
Yes.
You know
Hell
it.
Hell yeah.
So, this reminds me of the pepper jelly, where it's sweet, got a little kick on it, but it's enjoyable. This reminds me of pepper jelly. If you want to know, listeners, what the spice level and everything is.
Yeah, that's not too far off. That's pretty close.
That's a good match to that. Yes.
Now, Miss Amy Bogard was nice enough to bring us a little tasty treat as well.
I did. Yeah. I brought a scotch.
A scotch.
A scotch for everyone.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow.
It's a free play. Yeah. So I brought something that I had no idea how it was going to turn out because it was given to me for Christmas by my dad, who does not drink scotch.
Nice.
So I brought a monkey shoulder.
I was really hoping you were going to follow up with like the Kirkland brand scotch.
I mean, they have a beer. I wouldn't even know. Because he doesn't know. He picked it up because it said scotch.
Yeah.
Which was very nice.
Yes.
So I brought a monkey shoulder. Is it my favorite? No. But I can drink it. And that's all that really matters here.
What is it better than? We talked about this.
Okay. It's better than anything Johnny Walker. Unless it's a blue. Wow. I would say it's on par with a blue.
So we go from a $30 bottle that's on par with a $300 bottle of Johnny Blue.
Yes. Which, it's cheaper than that. And it's about the same. Where like you can drink it, but you're not going to write home about it by any means.
And it definitely, and it kind of pains me to say this, but it is better than my boy McCready's drink of choice, J&B.
Yeah.
That's just a blended scotch. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, J&B's bottom of the barrel.
Definitely.
Yeah, but if you're hanging out in Alaska or in this Arctic Circle fighting aliens, you're going to go bottom barrel. You're going for volume.
Right, exactly.
I mean, this is volume.
This is volume. This is a big old bottle.
Yeah.
I will say it does taste better than what I assume a monkey shoulder would taste like. So,
I mean, come on, a sweaty monkey in the middle of July sucking on the shoulder. You don't think that would taste as good?
Yum.
I'd rather do that than go see Cats.
Yeah. Oh, or listen to that, hey, what we're drinking song again.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So much worse.
So much abuse this episode.
It was well-deserved.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I am not traditionally a scotch person.
Yes.
This is drinkable. The overpeated scotches are just not my thing normally.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of heavy peat on this.
No.
There's something on the aftertaste. that's bitter. A little bit, yeah. That's
the cheapness.
I think you said earlier that there's a little sweetness to begin, then it just
doesn't hurt my feelings. I didn't buy it.
It dumps all the bitterness on the back end, like a relationship, and it's a little bit lopsided in that.
Agreed.
Move.
Yeah, it's a little sweet to begin with.
So I'm glad I didn't try that one
thing.
Yeah. But that being said, is that it is drinkable. I'm gonna enjoy my tasting that I got here.
Very.
I'm gonna be happy about it. It's not something that's offensive.
No,
I'm not gonna like toss it behind me like this swill.
Oh,
but...
do it! I love the drama.
I love the drama.
But I don't love having
that
to
explains
get paper
why
towels
you're here.
And... I was gonna say, yeah.
My podcast is called Deeply Upsetting.
No fair. I mean, it all comes together. I understand that perfectly.
So on that, that's our what we're drinking segment for this episode. That is always followed by the biggest shit show part of this podcast.
Really? We can one up what's happened so far.
I think
not
that's
the song.
Gonna happen.
No.
Not the song.
Oh,
we
should have done that.
Hate the segment. Some people deeply love it. We're talking about making a drunken scene.
Mm. Making a drunken scene.
Who the fuck loves this?
I do now.
Yeah, I enjoy this thoroughly. And also, there are people that actually very much enjoy us being assholes and sounding stupid.
Fair enough. All right.
I think it's probably not quite for the same reasoning, but the same thing as like Howard Stern.
Mm. Okay.
Where some
he's not the king of radio.
Yeah,
whatever.
Self-appointed king
self-appointed.
Of radio.
Yeah, there you go. That's what that was.
Yeah. I think some people listen to GUI because they kind of love hating on us a little bit, and there's some people that genuinely like us.
We love hating on each other.
Like, well, yeah.
These assholes.
Yeah.
Like, fuck these guys, idiots.
But I love you.
What are they going to do next?
Yeah, stop that's listening. Right.
We're going to tell you what we're going to do next. We're going to ruin Golden Girls for everyone.
Whee!
Oh, as if we haven't ruined enough lives.
Thank you for being afraid.
We just should have done the intro song.
Up and down the road, back again. Your heart is true. You're a friend and a confidant.
No copyright infringement.
No, we've called a parody. So technically you can't fuck with us.
All right, that's all I got.
Don't poke the bear.
Yeah, fair.
Seriously. Jesus.
Golden Girls, that's one of those shows that it doesn't really matter what generation you're a part of.
It's
everyone
fucking
at least
awesome.
Has an appreciation for Golden
Girls.
Yes. Of course.
And for good reason. I mean, the very weirdly progressive show for what it was.
What? Oh, right? It was. Yes. Think about when it came out
the
in the 80s.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, very right. much so.
Everybody's Nana talking about
talking about dicks.
Shit.
Like dirty
talking
shit.
About progressive
yeah.
stuff.
Well, they were the first show that I can remember even seeing talking about like where it was nothing wrong for a gay person to be around
yep.
you.
And yeah, that's yeah. one of the scenes
it's
we're
okay.
Gonna,
you
one
know?
Of the scenes we're going to touch on is that talking about Blanche's brother was gay.
Yeah,
that exactly. Yep, that's it.
And that's one of the scenes we're gonna do. That's the second scene. The first scene we've got Rose, Dorothy, and Blanche involved. So I need three people to do the first episode here. Considering I've been called a dumbass this entire fucking episode,
you're gonna be
Rose.
Be Rose.
I'm gonna be Dorothy.
All right, I'll be Blanche.
Voice.
I can do a southern
okay.
accent.
Cool. Go for it. All right, so I'll start with Sweet Rose.
I've been on the phone for a half hour, and you'll never guess what happened.
You realize you forgot to dial first.
No!
You were holding the receiver the wrong way.
No!
You were talking into the TV remote instead of the phone.
No!
A shoe?
No!
Jesus. Fuck. The no.
I'm not an idiot.
What?
The TV has a remote.
No, I...
Wow.
No.
No.
Fuck.
What was the choice?
I don't know what that was. I just,
holy shit.
It's a free play, so I freestyled.
You sure did.
Yeah. Oh, never let him never let him freestyle again when it actually counts.
Clearly.
No more monkey shoulder for you.
Yeah.
All hopped up on monkey shoulder.
All right. So we got Blanche, Dorothy, and Sophia.
Yeah, yes. I'm going to go ahead and just bow out with this one. Yeah.
Bow out.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll take Blanche.
I'll do the narration at the top.
Okay.
Amy, you want to do Dorothy or do you want to do Sophia?
I'll do Dorothy.
Well, I will do Sophia.
Oh, we're down being Sophia, my favorite.
Mm-hmm, me too.
So here we go, a narration. Blanche commenting on her brother's lifestyle.
I don't really mind Clayton being homosexual. I just don't like him dating men.
You really haven't grasped the concept of this gay thing yet, have you, Blanche?
Well, there must be homosexuals who date women.
Yeah. They're called lesbians.
What?
Is that the maid from Family Guy?
Your Sophia was very related to his Rose.
Right.
In an upsetting way.
I feel like mine was more racist.
Yeah, but you're 50-50 already, so it's cool.
Yeah.
Right? That's
not how this works.
At this point, it has to be. I'm so upset.
It doesn't work like I'm not entirely white, so I can just make commentary about everything.
But that's been his excuse since day one.
And you guys gave me that. You gave me that.
Well,
you didn't even ask me if I wanted it. You gave it to me.
What's the other choice? Being like, hello, well, I don't think that's quite appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to sound like that, yes.
Yeah.
That would have sounded better than your Rose impression.
Oh, so.
It's true. So yeah, so free play, guys. What's up?
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what we got.
That's what happened.
That did happen.
Happened.
The holiday season has come and gone. Fortunately, I'm not mad about it at all.
No.
What I am stoked about is speaking of like GUI stuff, like we were talking about on the first half. There, I was gifted a fantastic GUI design item from Miss Amy Bogard. I've got some sweet, sweet kicks that you may have seen on some of our social media. Some Converse-style shoes with the GUI logo and says, join us or die on it. And they're
Converse-style is the nicest way to say fake Converse.
What was your actual quote when you announced it to the world? All the other kids with the what?
Oh.
With the potted out kicks.
Why did you bring that up again?
Just because I want the world to know how dumb he is.
I don't.
Unless this is the first episode they've listened to, they are aware.
But you don't need to remind them or us.
I do every episode by literally just opening my
eyes. That's true.
Literally looking at Facebook and shit he posts. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, really? The potted out kicks?
Are they not kicks?
Are they
not potted out?
Potted out is not a thing.
It's not a thing.
It's a podcast related thing that has been put all over it. So therefore, potted out.
Anyways,
I'm taking my gift back.
Yeah. All right.
See what you did? You lost it. See, that's what happens to bad children.
The geek father, and there will probably be situations with my children. What the fuck?
Are you practicing on me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Dear God.
I have gotten to the point, though, with like GUI stuff where it's not just our actual merchandise that's available. We've got stuff that we have exclusively on live events, like hats and koozies and stickers and stuff. But we've got the shirts and outerwear as well.
Oh.
And now I've gotten to the point where I can completely 100% reenact the scene from Wayne's World where Garth is like leaned back in his chair being like, some people just do it for the money, and I think that's really sad, where he's wearing all the same shit.
Yeah.
But is there a pillow next to you?
Just
with my face.
You stop with. Are you still fucking talking about that pillow?
Only if you're talking about our merchandise.
Well, I told him the next thing is that I'm gonna get him like sweatpants with deeply upsetting across the butt.
Please buy and then buy him the pillow that says "Shut the fuck up, Hobbit."
Yes, of course.
Please,
I can throw it at him.
No,
or smother me to death.
Yes,
yes.
But
more
seriously,
likely.
that you get him those pants and then get him the pillow, please.
Yes, I will.
Like that will. And then we just want a picture of him wearing his all his swag next to the picture saying "Shut the fuck up, Hobbit."
me murdering him with the pillow. Yeah.
But let's be fair, even if I was wearing nothing, I would still have swag. So.
Oh.
Get the fuck out.
No, that's not.
It's.
Are we get, not?
No.
Signing off on that.
Swag is not the same as motion sickness. You realize that, right?
I mean, don't tell me what I feel, sir. I'm living my truth.
Aww, swag is within you.
The swag is
Oh, do not encourage that.
It's part of my job.
It also helps that he uses swagger. So, I mean, it may give him a little more swag.
Right. Here's the thing. If you strike me down, you will gain all the powers of all that have had swag like me before me. And you will attain
so
it.
So no powers.
So no powers.
Okay. Yeah,
so,
don't try to rise up Skywalker on this shit, man.
Calling back, I'll just get diarrhea.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
And then you will be gifted the deeply upsetting sweatpants, and you'll be good.
To wear because they're soft on the booty after diarrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or should we just start calling them the comfy pants?
Fucking A. Yeah. Holy shit.
Rainy day Sunday pants, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hey. Rainy day, that fits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Drip, drip.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
I can't stop. I'm that's sorry. Fair.
That's what you say when you're wearing
them. Yeah, exactly. That's why there's all the drip, drip, because it just don't stop.
You know, it's so great that we can rely on our listeners to tune in every week to hear diarrhea jokes.
It just keeps coming, doesn't it? Yeah.
That's not what she said, but, you know, it's...
No.
Oh,
we wish it was what she said.
We're on fire.
All right. Too much.
Well, we are officially in the second half, so...
of a free play.
That's,
And I was just broken.
And hard. You know what? We've got a lot to unload and not a lot of time to do it.
And it's all downhill from here.
It really is. I'm flush with anticipation.
No.
What's gonna...
You didn't say it right. No. You didn't say it right.
Anticipation.
There you go.
There it is.
All right. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. There you go.
Which Mr. Bostwick will be back at GalaxyCon.
Yes.
Yay!
Mr. Barry Bostwick. Yes.
Yeah, he will. He's a joy, by the
way. Oh, he is a fucking gem.
Yep.
I love that man.
Pure delight.
Yes.
So, hard turn here, I know, but it is a free play. But I feel like we at GUI could discuss things, you know, outside of the network, but things we are looking forward to this year.
Okay.
You know, like I'm looking forward to GalaxyCon, but I'm also looking forward to our 5-year anniversary.
Yes.
Which
we've got some things.
We got some things in motion.
We don't have anything for sure that we can announce yet. This is the beginning of the year. So
either way, it'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
It'll be very GUI.
Oh yes, for sure. Yes. And we are going to definitely have a public event that people can come out to and enjoy and be part of the whole thing. And we've got some things in motion. We've got some ideas. Nothing that we can officially really talk about yet. But we've got.
Keep an eye out.
Yeah.
For social media.
It's important to get on our social media to keep track of all that stuff.
Right.
But I know that we are all looking forward to there's some serious nerdery happening this year. We got Picard coming out.
Soon.
Yes.
Yeah, starting soon. That's going to be weekly release on CBS All Access, so that's going to be...
That starts before the end of January, correct?
Is there? I thought it was early February.
Yeah, it's like January 23rd or something.
Okay, I was about to say, I thought it was before the end of the month, but it's like right there at the end.
We got that. That's
I've actually been rewatching the Borg episodes of Next Generation in anticipation of Picard, just to kind of...
Because Jerry Ryan will be on there.
Jerry Ryan will be on there, and also this has a lot to do with the relation of Picard having been... changed over into what the fuck did they call him when he was a Borg? Loquacious or some shit, like it was something weird they called him.
Fuck. Now that you said that, I can't think of it.
Yeah, but anyway, when he was
Locutus.
A Borg, Locutus, that's what it was. Yes, and rewatch those episodes. Watch some episodes relating to Data as well because he's involved.
Well, just even watching the last movie, even Nemesis was. A horrible note for that.
Well, I was watching
episodes. Was not good.
No,
relating to him and his brother.
Well, him and his brother in the episodes, but it was the only thing that the great thing that Nemesis had for it leading into Picard was that relationship that Picard had with Data, how Data affected that universe.
Fair
as well. Okay. I mean, because he was making Data his number one because Riker was leaving.
Yeah.
So.
And by the way, listeners, foreshadowing.
Yes. What? I'm next to you and I didn't hear what you said there.
Foreshadowing.
Okay, there it is.
Foreshadowing.
Also, we've got, MCU's coming back out, swinging their fucking giant dick and ovaries this year. You know, we starting off with Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Yes.
in May, I think the very beginning of May.
Yeah, they're not doing which starts Blockbuster season. They're not releasing any MCU in the late winter, early spring. They're just coming straight out early beginning of Blockbuster season with fucking Black Widow, which is awesome. You know, like Captain Marvel came out, which had to come out before Avengers in 2019.
Sure, sure.
But that was also the March movie. But now it's straight in May. Bam. Yeah.
Is it 2020 or 2021 that we're looking at Winter Soldier and Falcon?
That's the... I thought that was the early 2021, right?
Yeah, because I think... Because that's all Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all canon. Shows.
It's all connected. Oh, yeah, it's all connected.
Yeah, I think the shows are not starting... I think the earliest show we'll probably get is at the end of 2020.
WandaVision was spring.
A WandaVision?
Yeah, wasn't that spring or summer?
It's very positive. Okay. The timeline, there's been no consistent timeline on release.
Yeah.
At least as far as I've seen.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
But we've also, as far as outside of the MCU, we've got, we were talking outside, Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Afterlife.
Yeah. And I'm hyped.
I'm so stoked.
I've seen smack talk about it being like, this isn't doesn't feel like a Ghostbusters movie. And it's
this
like,
is going to be Stranger Things and blah, blah, blah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
I think 2020 is the year that we're going to really push forward on the statement that as much as we will nitpick a little bit on the episodes, because we do want to mention what we noticed in film.
Sure.
Ultimately, what we really want to push is that if you like a thing and it's not terrible, don't make it terrible.
Right.
Exactly.
Don't convince yourself that it's bad because of it wasn't exactly what you had in your head.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're allowed to like the things you like. That is
exactly
totally allowed.
Well, and that same thing, like as we left 2019 with all the Star Wars stuff, like I've been a fan of the newer movies. Now, now do they hold a candle to the OG? No.
But we all know there's something attached to that too.
Exactly.
With the OG. In everyone's own personal experience with growing up with that.
But by no means am I going to shit on these because they're continuing the story. They're giving us something. I know for me, being the old fart that I am, you know, from my childhood of I finally get something 30 years later, 30 plus years later.
Mm-hmm.
And to finally do that, and it still opens up a whole new world of what they could do.
What they're going to do.
Well, what they could do, absolutely. I mean, there's so much to it, and the people that were just like, this sucks, but yet they'll still go watch the movie. Then why the fuck are you watching the movies?
Yeah, why are you feeding the thing that you think sucks?
If you don't like it, fine. But don't sit there and watch the movies just to say, I don't like it. You know, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I definitely want to touch base on Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman
is
coming out.
Yes.
80s. 84. 80s, baby.
Yep.
Oh.
That's going to be so good.
This is, you're going to hear this regurgitated on another podcast, but I mean, it's crossover. Fucking New Mutants.
New Mutants.
So it's a horror.
Which has been done for like 2 years.
Right. Now,
they've done a lot of reshoots.
It fell into the crevice of Marvel actually getting the characters back from Fox and everything.
Also, A Quiet Place Part 2 talking about From the Mouths of Madness.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
That.
Definitely. Ooh. Have you watched the trailer for that shit?
Yes.
I posted it.
Oh, I'm talk so
about,
into it.
Talk
oh,
about world building and Cillian Murphy.
Right.
Talk about Cillian Murphy. Motherfucker.
That's
like, I love that man. I've loved him since 20 Days Later. I've loved him in everything he's done. Even that movie Red Eye, which a lot of people hate, but his character is creepy as fuck.
We've established very early that it's not always about the actor can do a great job. That doesn't mean they're in the best movie show.
He kills it.
Yes.
I want to run down a little bit of a list here because there's so many. There's the new Bond, No Time to Die.
Oh, with Rami Malek playing quote unquote Dr. No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on. I think that's a movie that I could go into and it be a fucking tire fire, but I would expect that versus Suicide Squad where they tried to be serious. I feel like this movie, they realize what they've got and it might be fun.
It might be. It also depends on how they depict some of the other characters, like Huntress and stuff like that. Yeah. That's going to be the big kicker.
But you
for
know what
me.
I mean, though. It's got potential right. to be a fun shit
oh,
show.
It could be up there. It could be down here. There could be a happy place in the middle. We don't know yet.
That's how I felt with Cats. So beware.
No. Cats gave you no hope of that. I don't know what the, where
now,
the
what
fuck
we need
you guys
is a Birds of Prey Cats crossover.
No.
Cats of Prey.
Maybe if they kill all the creatures and cats or something.
Another one that I'm talking about, either it's going to be amazing or it's going to be fucking terrible, and I'm stoked as fuck about it, is Top Gun Maverick.
Oh,
I am
yeah.
stoked as shit
yeah,
for that.
I'm pretty so excited.
Where I played the Top Gun soundtrack as we were going out on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and we got us hyped.
We were playing with the boys, like the best of them. We were on Mighty Wings that night.
That one is either going to have a great build-up or it's going to sit there and go...
It looks baller shit.
It does.
Fight scenes, the dog fight scenes are going to be incredible.
Sure.
Like that oh, I know
it's
going
It's
going
to have great cinematography and stuff, by all means.
Which,
but,
let's be fair.
But I just hope
that's
not,
most
what,
of the movie.
It's
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
I hope it just doesn't Murtaugh the entire time. I'm getting too old for this shit. And that's the whole movie.
God, yeah.
No, because you know
Rocky,
why? Murtaugh did it better.
Murtaugh did it better. Yeah. We've got the live-action Mulan, which actually looks pretty fucking rad.
That does. The trailer for that was good.
Dude, it looks like a legit samurai movie.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I'm
I'm stoked.
Way to not be racist, Disney. Awesome.
Amazing. Amazing.
But I'm being, seriously, though, it looks fucking awesome.
Another fun Disney Pixar thing that there was a trailer for before Cats, and I've seen the trailer before, is Onward, which is like the weird fantasy.
Yes.
Oh, where they got like the van and they go on a trip. They go on a quest.
That just looks like fun.
That's Tom Holland and who is actually in that? Tom Holland's the
Chris
voice.
Pratt.
Chris Pratt. That's right. He's the older brother.
We've got Furious 9.
Oh, Jesus.
It's coming out.
Yes.
Bad Boys
for Life.
Oh, God. That's going to be a tire fire. But see, I know
so
that.
Bad.
Bad Boys 2 wasn't good.
No.
Right?
No.
And really, the first one wasn't great.
Well, no. Literally anything at this point that Michael Bay touches, it's trash. So,
That's true.
We've got The King's Man.
I am interested in that.
I'm super into
it.
I am really into that.
That's like a
really
prequel,
good.
Right?
Where,
yes. Play us back
it's
in the
what's
day.
His face. It's not. It's Michael Caine's character as a young man.
Yeah, it's how everything starts and all that.
It's not Colin Farrell's character. It's like I said, Michael Caine was running it basically.
Right.
At that point, which I'm really stoked to see that World War One.
This may be the best film to come out in 2020. Bill and Ted 3. Motherfucking Bill and Ted 3.
Face the music.
This has been in. Development hell for 10 years.
Yeah,
more than 15 to 20 years.
Yeah, it's been something that they've been working on for fucking ever, and finally we're getting it. I think they're done with filming.
They're officially done with production.
Isn't the new Nolan film coming out? Tenet.
Tenet. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be just a brain fuck of a movie.
It's Nolan. It's Nolan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got to go back to Bill and Ted. Thank you to Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter for the reason why that movie is coming out is because they grabbed the fucking reins on that finally.
True.
And actually got it in motion. Like people fuck with Keanu Reeves, he gets shit done.
Also, this is a big one.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
King Kong versus Godzilla is coming out in 2020.
Yes.
Coming everywhere.
Which there was a lot of conversation about how that would even happen.
Please, sorry. Contain yourself.
Because previously the sizes
of
King Kong and Godzilla.
We're in a small room.
Poor placement.
Yeah, honestly.
Previously the sizes of King Kong and Godzilla would not translate, but the Kong from Skull Island is one they're referencing
in
this.
He's a big boy.
He's mountain-sized.
Right.
So he is appropriately large to fight Godzilla.
That's...
They've led up to that. People thought that this one where Godzilla's fighting all the monsters, the one that came out in 2019, was they're like, well, how are they going to beat that? And it's like, well, clearly King Kong versus Godzilla,
right?
Bitch. Like, what the fuck, man?
I mean, what did you expect?
Yeah, they showed in Kong Skull Island.
I loved King of the Monsters.
Oh, that was fucking phenomenal.
People were bitching or was like, it's just a big rock'em sock'em. It's a fucking kaiju movie.
It's Godzilla. Yeah. It's a fucking Godzilla movie.
Did you ever watch
through.
Any of the original shit?
And with Kong Skull Island, they let you know that he is an alpha, and they did a great job of leading into that with the last Godzilla movie about the alpha, and they answer they've got to be the supreme. So it shows the thing about now they're now you know, K- King Kong's going to do an alpha call. Godzilla's going to do an alpha call. I'm like, wait, there's another alpha? What the fuck?
Yep.
Well, just the way they've connected everything, having that Monarch group.
Yeah.
You know, do stuff. Yep. The subtle connections that they've made with all of these movies has really been phenomenal.
It's almost like a back burner multiverse that you're not aware of just how much of a multiverse it's going to be.
Right. Yeah. Right.
They can keep building on it. There's a lot more to come up.
Sonic
with.
The Hedgehog is coming out, which after they redid Sonic, I'm actually kind of interested in seeing it.
It won't be bad. Yeah. My only concern with that is Jim Carrey as Professor Eggman.
I think it's going to be camp-tastic, but he looks be good.
Like Professor Eggman. Like, he looks. Come on, man. It's a Sonic movie.
Now, I know. We've also got Doolittle, which I don't give any shits about.
Fuck that movie.
Yeah. I mean, I have a feeling, like, just from the trailer, it's going to tank. It's going to fucking tank. I'm calling
it's
now.
Coming out. It's coming out in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? But
I don't know anybody that's actually excited to see that movie.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's Robert Downey Jr. So there are props to that because of the way he's made his comeback.
Yeah.
You know, because he did other stuff than he did a great comeback from the where he was.
Oh, the soloist was awesome.
Due Date was funny.
Okay. Due Date was a little too jarring because they were so fucking terrible as people.
Well, But
the soloist
Robert Downey Jr.
The soloist was good.
The soloist was good.
Yeah.
It's, let's face it, the first thing that he's going to do, a breakaway from the MCU, is going to be bleh.
Yeah. The next one up is, and I don't know the title, but I'm assuming that's Mobius?
Morbius.
Or Morbius.
Rated R.
And that's got
Jared Leto is playing Morbius.
Yeah, Mr. 3 Seconds to Mars is going to be
or Mr. Heroin Addict from Requiem for a Dream, which is one of the most jarring movies ever. Fucking watch. Truth.
But there's really no information besides that that's out on that movie. So we got really
Dave Marvel has somehow kept a tight lip on that one because they've mentioned stuff for the past 3+ years.
Yeah,
about this. Jared Leto has always been attached to it, and it's also Morbius is more so attached to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that plays
in
with Tom
film.
Holland.
Morbius is a Sony film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've shown some concept art stills of what Morbius is going to look like. And apparently, unless it changes, which, you know, it could because everything's so tight-lipped, it is going to be R because it's fucking Morbius. It's a goddamn plasma vampire, for fuck's sake. You can't I mean, I get it. You know, everyone said Venom and yada, yada, yada. But just like the new the other Venom movie is going to be Carnage, you need to do some rated R shit here, guys. I'm just saying.
You gotta step it up.
You gotta step it up.
Another
man.
Campy, fun, nonsense movie that's not gonna be important at all, but it's fun eye candy is Jungle Cruise. That looks super fun. It's The Rock in a Disney movie where shit happens and it gets all fucking weird. It's based on the Jungle Cruise from Disney, you know.
The ride that they actually had.
It's
gonna
be stupid. It's not gonna be important, but it's probably gonna be a little bit of fun.
Okay.
Underwater, I
give
trailer.
Two fucks.
Yeah, it looks like it. I don't know. We'll
underwater,
see.
What's I don't know.
Bloodshot is coming out with Vin Diesel playing Bloodshot.
Yes.
From the comics.
Yes,
and the trailer is out. The trailer is available, and it's one of those. It's a 50-50 on whether it's going to be good or not.
Because what all they show in the trailer is going to be the action stuff, not the actual.
In between?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, have you guys ever read Bloodshot, the original Valiant comic?
No.
It's a great comic.
Well, because apparently Valiant's trying to do their own thing now.
Well, they've revamped a bunch of characters like Bloodshot. They've rerun and, like, redone a bunch of stuff. They fizzled out for a while and then came back. But Bloodshot was, like, one of their flagship series.
Now, we've got to go through, because we're definitely running long.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got Free Guy. Free Guy, the Ryan Reynolds one where he's trapped in a video game.
I haven't seen anything about that yet.
And he's an NPC in a video game. Nah. The trailer's out, and it looks buck-fucking-wild. Then, this is one that is probably one of my most exciting for 2020. The sequel to Coming to America.
Very hesitant about that.
It could be fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But it could also...
I'm scared.
It's one of those that I feel like Eddie Murphy is riding a wave right now. My Name is Dolomite was fucking incredible.
That movie was amazing.
I fucking loved that movie.
Him as Rudy Ray Moore was fucking brilliant.
He did a fantastic job.
That's what that was.
If he can just hold on to that and be... I feel like that was almost a callback to old school Eddie Murphy.
Why do you think he wasn't... Right. Clearly, Rudy Ray Moore was a reason for Eddie Murphy to be
Eddie
Murphy.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, that
was
huge.
Richard Pryor, fucking Red Fox, all those gnarly, dirty fucking comedians. Yeah, dude.
that's going to walk a fine line if that's like this is something legitimate that it, that was that he wrote, or if it's going to be that cash grab of trying
yeah.
to
yeah.
follow up on something.
I don't know. I might be actually letting Amy know for the first time as a fan of musicals what's happening in 2020 is that they're doing another version of West Side Story.
Ooh,
really?
Yeah.
With okay. who?
I don't know, but we I don't think there's any information or trailers out yet.
Oh,
so.
I have no idea. I mean, I know about In the Heights. That's my big
in the
excitement
Heights,
for next summer.
That's 20, 2020,
right?
Yeah,
keep us going.
June 2020,
In the Heights, if you're unfamiliar, is the first
Lin-Manuel like, Miranda musical.
And was very well received.
See if he edits that out.
Pre-Hamilton.
Pre-Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. See if he edits that out. You know, I don't know my snaps.
He shouldn't.
No,
West Side Story, baby.
Yeah, you have to.
That's a baller-ass musical.
It is.
It is. Talk about an updated Romeo and Juliet story.
Honestly.
If you're going to do it. Yeah. I mean, that was done really well.
I had no idea they were re-upping it.
It looks like they are. They're also doing Halloween Kills.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That,
oh
yes.
Baby. Oh, yeah. Don't. If you get me started on that, I might get a little too excited.
I'm just making mention because we cannot spend another hour talking.
So there's Last Night in Soho, which is Edgar Wright's horror movie coming out, too.
Yep. I've heard something about that.
Edgar Wright,
I haven't. Well,
Edgar Wright.
Duh.
There's also Artemis Fowl from Disney is coming out, which I don't know anything about. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
Halloween,
is.
Halloween Kills is my movie for the year this year. I am. It's my boy.
We've got the remake of The Witches, which I'm mad that they're remaking that.
Oh, God. But, Anne Hathaway is playing the Angelica Houston.
Yeah, The
Houston
Witches, that
girl.
Classic one where the kids
upsetting.
Turn into mice. They're redoing
really?
That movie. Yeah. And
not.
I love
I want
the original.
To see
it's
it.
So good. I do, but I know it's not going to be what I want it to be.
I think it's going to lose the fun adventure feel along with the creepiness, and they're going to make it just like creepy probably. You know,
right.
The original one is horrifying, but also it's fun.
I think they're going like to make it campy. Yeah.
Well, and it also depends on how they do the effects. The effects were great the last one.
Yes.
Yeah. True.
Another Pixar film.
There's probably
Pixar,
something coming out of Christmas.
Disney Pixar Soul, which is the jazz.
Never heard of it.
So really? like kind of like Princess and the Frog, but not like New Orleans, maybe.
Yeah,
like Princess and the Frog,
okay.
Which had a great soundtrack.
Oh yeah, no.
Honestly, I really
we'll
like
all see
I really
we'll
like
cry.
Princess and the Frog.
It's
Princess
Pixar.
And the Frog is good.
It's Pixar.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Yeah, well, Amy just a few months ago watched Coco for the first time.
Oh,
inconsolable.
Oh, Coco's good.
Jesus,
that's a painful movie.
Well,
yeah.
Mike stopped me in the middle to be like, "Get ready. You're going to cry now."
Oh, he just let you know.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
Which
that was
is
smart.
Unsettling.
Yeah.
No, because like if you didn't think about what would happen,
you'd
probably been like afterwards, you'd be like, also, why didn't you tell
me?
I
don't think this is official like for sure because there's been, I don't know if even filming has started, but Venom 2 is supposed to be coming out in 2020.
Oh.
That is coming out
Conjuring
in September.
3 is coming out.
Yeah.
We've got another Minions movie, another SpongeBob movie.
Oh, fuck all that.
Yeah, but yeah, that's kind of the basic gist of what's coming out. If you have any other stuff that is coming out that you would love to hear us talk about, hit us up on all of our social media stuff. That's the best way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Message us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or send us an email at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. We've got a hotline number, so you can leave a voicemail or a text message at 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. Also, please rate, subscribe, review this show and all the other shows on the network. We've got 10 shows, 8 of which are on their own streams. We've got, of course, Precap and GY Nights that releases on this exact stream. So you don't have to, you don't have to sign up for those separately. They come in a bundled package.
Automatic.
All the GUI named shows come together. Everything else is on its own stream, but you can find those links at GUIpodcast.com. Click on the picture of the podcast that you're interested in. And there will be links to all the stuff behind that click.
Ooh, click.
All the
clicks. Click.
We are so thankful to be going into 2020 stronger and more prepared than we ever have been.
Oh, dear God, yes.
And with more shit than we've ever had before on the network.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And we still have no idea what the fuck we're doing.
Yeah,
just getting better.
The thing is, we have been
not knowing.
Doing
yeah.
so well
what the fuck we're doing.
At flying by the seat of our pants, so we're excited to show you what we end up coming up with. In 2020.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to have some more trivia nights, and we will make announcements on that once we get that solidified. We've got some curated movie nights. We've got some geekified stuff. We've got some convention showing stuff that we're doing at GalaxyCon elsewhere.
And I think there's even more shows probably planned as well.
Yeah, we've got, and especially with the 5-year anniversary, we've got some really cool shit planned.
Yes.
So pay attention, because GUI is going to be all up in your business in 2020.
What? What?
Why? Why did?
That's what you. I was following your lead.
He did not lead you to that. That was your poor decision.
Woot woot.
That was just short of like.
You did it way better than I could have been. Yeah, so, you know, that's cool.
All right. Well, in spite of what Scotty did to ruin the entire episode.
I ruined the episode.
That's your fault.
Okay.
All your fault.
Calm down, Rose.
Thank you so much for listening. Your fault. We appreciate you, and we appreciate you listening to an extensively long episode of GUI. The free plays always get a little bit out of hand, and we have a lot to cover about just what's going to happen in 2020. So thank you so much. Listen to our shows, and we'll see you on another episode of Geeks Under the Influence in the very near future, like 2 weeks. And as we say here, join us or die.
The fuck up, Hobbit. Shut up!
Join us or die, or I will swallow your soul! Necronomicon gives us power to rise from the dead. You play to take, our play begins to spread. You can fight all you want, cause you fail to resist. We're here to take the world, and rule with an iron fist. So join us or die, join us or die, or I will swallow your soul!
GUIPodcast.com